You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Brothers and sisters, we end this Christmas season, the season of celebrating the Nativity of our Lord, with the Feast of Baptism of the Lord. It seems like in the liturgical calendar we have skipped over 30 years. However, baptism always signifies a new birth, as we have celebrated the birth of our Savior in the flesh. Now we celebrate the birth of our Savior in spirit. Anointing of Jesus Christ to fulfill his mission. This is the moment when Jesus Christ became officially the Messiah, anointed with the Holy Spirit, anointed with God. Today is a great day to remember our own baptism. Of course, we were infants, so we don't remember the time when we were baptized. But our entire Christian life has to be a rediscovery of our baptism. To discover what we have received, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the participation in the prophetic, priestly, and king mission of Jesus Christ that we have received in our baptism. It is a time to discover our identity in Jesus Christ. God tells us who we are at baptism, that we are His beloved, sons and daughters. God is giving us our true identity in this wonderful sacrament. So let us use this occasion of celebrating the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord to discover our own baptism, our own anointing, how God bestows upon us His Spirit and His gifts, and how He reminds us of who we really are, our identity, and how much we are loved by Him as His sons and daughters. As a result of pilgrims' wishes expressed in a 2018 survey, a new Sunday Mass schedule begins on January 1st, 2020. 8 a.m. Mass in English, 9:30 a.m. Mass in Polish, 11 a.m. as well as the afternoon Masses remain unchanged. The new Sunday Mass times will improve parking conditions as well as entering and exiting the church. Blood drive will take place on Sunday, January 12, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Conference Chapel in the Visitor Center building. Appointments are preferred. To schedule the appointment, go to www.redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code LSLAAlexandra. If you would like to sing in our choir, please come for the rehearsal every Thursday at 7 p.m. in the music room, located at the entrance to the Chapel of Our Lady. We invite you to join our ministries, become a lector or an altar server, or a volunteer at our shrine. For more information, please contact the main office. Our shrine invites everyone to a Catholic Charismatic Renewal Mass every first Friday at 7 p.m. in the lower church in Our Lady's Chapel. Priests will be available for confession, and the healing service will occur immediately after Mass with exposition and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, a beautiful witness of physical, emotional, and spiritual healings can be experienced. Be transformed and empowered with a renewed union of grace in the Holy Spirit. Join us on Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m. at Częstochowa Shrine at the Chapel of Our Lady. The newly created Catholic Charismatic Renewal Prayer Group invites everyone to its meetings every Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the conference room in the Visitor Center building next to the gift shop. Bring your Bible with you. Everyone is welcome to attend. On Sunday, January 19, we celebrate the Feast of St. Paul the First Hermit. Solemn Masses and special blessing of children will be said at 11 a.m. Mass in English and 12:30 p.m. Mass in Polish. Sweet gifts for the children will be provided at that time. We encourage you to support and pray for the protection of life in our country. On Friday, January 24th, there will be the 47th Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. The bus will leave from our shrine on Friday morning at 7 a.m. Mass will be celebrated before departure at 6:15 a.m. in Our Lady of Częstochowa Chapel. If you are interested in joining our shrine group for March for Life, you can contact our main office. Our shrine will be hosting a free movie screening of the recent pro-life film Unplanned. The movie will be screened on Sunday, January 19th at 2 p.m. in the conference room at the Visitor Center. We invite you to stay for an open discussion after the movie. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.